State Department of Transportation officials gave the media a tour of the pontoons on the State Route 520 floating bridge yesterday. They form the massive concrete structure that will float the new bridge. The tour was part of an effort to show progress on the $586 million project, but it was also an opportunity for DOT to try and alleviate public concern regarding structural cracks found in six of the nine pontoons. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
The deafening soundtrack of generators and construction equipment quickly fades as we descend down a 15-foot ladder into the pontoons. Each is about the length of a three-car garage. There are cracks, and a little water still remains. State construction engineer Jeff Carpenter says at this point some of the cracks are repaired, but the work is ongoing. Carpenter says this kind of situation is not uncommon when working with concrete.
All concrete is going to shrink and crack. They're called shrinkage cracks. They're expected. We have a mix that we're working on trying to minimize those as much as possible. For obvious reasons, we want as few cracks as possible in any given pontoon. If you're pouring concrete, though, we know there are going to be some.
Carpenter says there are ways to fix the cracks.
If they were less than 6/1000 of an inch, we have what we call crystalline waterproofing, and that's this white material. It's slathered on and it penetrates the cracks themselves.
Cracks thicker than a piece of paper are routed out and filled with an epoxy. Divers are currently inspecting the pontoons to determine if they're still leaking. Carpenter says the DOT is confident in the work that contractor Kiewit General is doing building the pontoons, but Washington Governor Chris Gregoire would like additional reassurance. Earlier this month, she asked for an independent panel to review the safety of the pontoons. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.